go with me, if you would, to Philippians. Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. Here's what the word of the Lord says, beginning with verse 1. Therefore, my beloved and longed for brethren, my joy and crown, stand fast in the Lord, beloved. I implore that you to be of the same mind in the Lord. I urge you also to help those who labor among you with the gospel. Verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in prayer, or in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for your word. We've been teaching a series entitled Praying Forward. Praying Forward. Today I want to talk to you about the benefits of praying forward. Praying is one of the most important things we do as believers, especially in this kind of time and day and age and season that we're living in. Praying is the most important thing that we do, because praying is to engage the Spirit of God. When you pray, it means you've engaged the Holy Spirit through the Word of God and through your heavenly language, and the Spirit of God is released. And when you pray in your heavenly language, you pray in tongues, there's no doubt, there's no unbelief, there's no place for worry, because already you're praying out of the Spirit of God, and the Spirit of God prays details into existence. He pray specific purpose and things into existence. So we pray in and with the Holy Spirit. We pray in our heavenly language, but we pray with the Holy Spirit, joining what the Spirit of God already knows and is already loosing. Hallelujah. So get your notebook out. And I want to talk to you about some very powerful things this morning, because the most powerful spiritual thing that we do as believers is praying. That's the most powerful thing that I can do in my life, is to seek the face of God, to pray. Because I know that when I pray, in my praying, in my engaging of the Spirit of the Lord, God begins to release answer and anointing by the power of the Holy Spirit. So let's talk about some of the benefits of praying. We know that we need to pray in this season. We need to pray. And as you do, this is what happens. Praying brings continual empowerment. Now, I'm sure that there's many of you that are watching me right now and in your homes, and you're listening to this word, that you could use some empowerment in your life on a daily basis. You could use an infusing, an impartation of the power, a stirring up of the gift of God that is already in you. And in your praying, it brings about continual empowerment that's released by the Holy Spirit within you. See, when you begin to pray in your heavenly language, the Holy Spirit is responding. And what happens is that your inward man, your inward spirit man, all right, becomes strengthened by the Holy Spirit as you are praying in the Spirit of God. So when you're worshiping and you're praying in your heavenly language daily, and you're calling upon the name of the Lord, and even throughout the day, the Holy Spirit will flow through you, and in your praying release an empowerment. So no matter what happens, no matter what comes your way, no matter what the enemy tries to do, you have already been empowered to conquer the works of the enemy. Hallelujah. You have connected yourself with the Holy Spirit. And in your praying, the power of God is released. Sometimes you'll feel that. Sometimes you'll sense that in your emotions. Sometimes you'll sense an overwhelming power of God, an anointing just come upon you in your praying. It's because in your praying, there is continual empowerment. Now, write this down. In your praying, your praying moves you forward spiritually. See, what the enemy wants to do is to get you stuck, get you bound up, get you thwarted by the enemy so that you can't move forward in the things of God. That's all this stuff that's going on in the world right now is to distract us from being faithful to the Lord and praying so that we can move forward in the power of God. You know what's exciting? The Holy Spirit spoke to me and he said this. He said, this season will be a season of the greatest spiritual growth in the lives of believers that they've ever experienced before in their life, because they have to be dependent upon God alone. Hallelujah. That is a powerful prophetic word. You see, your pace of your spiritual growth is dependent upon the faithfulness of your praying. And the more you are praying and seeking God, spiritual maturity will come to your life. What God's doing in this season is he is taking spiritual babies who have really been rocked by the power of the enemy, who've really been attacked by the things of darkness and the lies and the fear and anxiety, and they're overwhelmed with that. God is taking spiritual babies and he's moving them into spiritual maturity in their praying. See, calling out and crying out to God is a great thing. I found myself the last 3 weeks calling on the name of the Lord more than I have in months prior to that. Now, I've always believed in prayer, and I've always been a prayer. But God has stirred up my spirit in this season, and we're not preaching this kind of a message just for nothing. I started preaching this series in February, before all of this stuff started happening. And now we're right in the middle of what God has been teaching us to use the weapons of warfare that God has given to us. And I really believe God's taking spiritual babies and he's feeding them with the power of the Word. And he's turning the Spirit of God within them as they are praying, regularly praying in and with the Spirit, and God is growing them into powerful, anointed adults with the glory of God and the anointing, the mantle of heaven upon their lives. Hallelujah. You get ready, because God has great things that he's going to accomplish through you in this season, because you are praying forward. When you're praying, see, we're not praying out of a place of defeat. We are praying out of a place of victory already. Because God says that in him, and the way he sees things, is that they are already accomplished. His purposes are already done. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9 says this, as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, Yes, the deep things of God. Get ready, because as you are praying, the Spirit of God is going to take you into revelation, take you into things you didn't know or even understand before. He's going to bring the Word of God to light in your mind, and suddenly you're going to be aware that what you're praying about or praying forward into tomorrow and into your destiny is being manifest right now in the precious name of Jesus. Because eye has not seen or heard, but God is revealing by His Spirit the things, the deep things that He has for the children of God. Hallelujah. We need to pause right there, and somebody needs to just shout hallelujah. Go ahead in your homes right now. Pastor Joshua, give me a hallelujah shout.
Hallelujah!
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The third thing I want you to write down, write this down. Praying focuses on the promise of God's word into tomorrow and produces hope. Hallelujah. Praying focuses on the promises of God and His Word into tomorrow with hope. See, we don't just pray from a background of what we walk through, but we pray into the promises of God that move us into tomorrow. God's ministering to you by the Holy Spirit right now in your inner man. He's touching you with a strong anointing. But now watch this. In your praying, it focuses on the Word. 2 Corinthians 1 verse 20 says, "For all the promises in Him, in God," all right, "all the promises of God are in Him, yes, and in Him, amen, to the glory of God through us." Listen to 2 Peter 3:9. "God is not slack concerning His promise, as some count slackness, but He's long-suffering toward us, because He wants prayer," our praying, "to be empowered, and the word of His promise to be fulfilled in us." Every time I go to prayer, I take my Bible. I like to take my Bible that has pages because I can find things in it faster than I can on my phone Bible. But I like to take the Word with me to pray, because when I'm praying and I'm focusing on the Word, it's out of the Word that my answer begins to come. It's out of the Word that my encouragement begins. It's out of the Word that the promises of God are made alive. They are quickened to my spirit man as I remind God of what He said in His Word. And because He is accountable to that Word in my praying, I am praying the Word into my life, into my situation, into my future, and into things I don't even know that are going to happen yet, but things that I am believing for. See, praying focuses on the promises of God's Word into tomorrow. Hallelujah. There are some of you watching right now, and you are experiencing worry about today. You're wondering about today. But now listen, when you're praying the promises of God, you're praying into tomorrow. Now, number four, write this down. Praying motivates us to press ahead and not give up. In your praying, you will find a supernatural motivation of the Spirit and engagement of the Spirit to press ahead and not give up. In Philippians 3:14, says, "Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that which for Christ Jesus has also laid hold on me. And verse 13, forgetting those things that are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Praying will move you forward. It causes you to press ahead. Don't give up. Keep going on. Praying will move you forward. Number five, write this down. Number five, praying will stir up faith in your heart in the Word of God. It will quicken faith. There will be confidence. There will be assurance. There will be trust. It will be firm. It will be powerful. That stirs up in the spirit of your inner man. Praying stirs up faith in the Word of God. Hebrews 6:12 says, do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Hebrews 4:12 says, the Word of God is quick and living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. In your praying, keep focused on faith. Let faith. See, every time I pray, there's a new faith that's imparted into my spirit. I know faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. But listen, as you pray, in your praying, faith will come alive to trust the promises of God's Word. Number six, write this down. Praying keeps our confession positive. This is really important. Praying keeps our words positive. It keeps us from getting into and picking up the negative things that we hear in this world. It helps us release positive faith. See, flesh leans to the defeat side, but the spirit leans to the faith side. The flesh side, the defeat side, is pain and selfish and struggle and negative. But the spirit leans to the confidence, the trust in the Lord. Hebrews 10:23 says, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. Keep proclaiming the word of God. Don't ever stop your word, your confession. Which means to say the same thing that God says is very important. Praying will keep you in a positive profession. Number seven, praying releases a deep trust in God. Trust is the action of faith. In other words, trust causes us to act on what we're believing God for. Trust is released while we pray. 2 Corinthians 3:4, and we have such trust through Christ toward God. Every time I pray, in my praying, I find this new confidence, this new trust, because God has answered a prayer, and he is answering my prayer, and he will continue answering my prayer in the future because I'm praying forward into the power and the Spirit of God. Let me give you just a few more. Praying develops patient endurance. Wow, if we ever needed to hear this word, we need to hear it now. It's really easy to get impatient. When is this shelter in going to be over? When is this virus going to stop? When are they going to lift all of the limitations that they put on us? When are those things going to happen? And we get all tied up in impatience. When are my kids going to go back to school? Oh, Lord, help us. When are these things going to change? See, praying develops an endurance, a supernatural strength. Hebrews 10:35 says, therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward, for you have need of patient endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. And in verse 38, he said, the just shall live by faith. See, in this time, in this season, don't throw away your confidence in God. This is a season to get greater confidence in the Lord your God. Because you can spend more time praying in this season than you ever have. You can spend more time bringing your family to the throne of God right in your own house and seeking the face of the Lord together. Yesterday evening at 5 o'clock from my home office for 1 hour, there were many people who joined me at their place, at their homes, during that hour, seeking the face of God, going to the altar of the Lord, going to the throne of God, and worshiping Him in a time and a season of praying. See, that praying develops patient endurance. There are more people praying than I have seen on Facebook ever pray before. There are more praying going forth. We need that. Don't throw away your confidence. You have need of patient endurance. So after that, you've done the will of God, you shall receive the promise. That's God's word. It's yours. You shall receive the promise. God's promised me, as I've been praying in this season, that revival is hitting America. That right now, people are looking for Jesus. They're looking for an answer. They're panicking. They're calling us here in our offices. They're contacting us by email and Facebook and saying, we need help, we need God, we need Jesus. Revival is going on. Write this down. Number 9. Praying renews the thoughts of your mind. Praying renews your thoughts. Here's why. Because when you're praying, and especially in the Spirit, in your heavenly language, you are praying the will of God. The Spirit prays the will of God. And the Bible says that the Holy Spirit, who knows the thoughts, knows the deep things in our heart, will pray according to the will and the word of God. What happens when I'm praying, and I know you'll find this to be so as well in your life, when you are praying, your thoughts get renewed. Negative things seem to disappear. Doubt and unbelief leaves your mind, and you gain confident mental thinking of renewal in your mind according to the word of God. The Bible says we have the mind of Christ. So there is a renewing of our thoughts when we pray, so that the thoughts of the world can't put us under. You know, I watch the news. I listen to the news. I don't focus on a lot of what they say, but I want to know what's going on in the world. I want to keep up to date. But in the middle of it, my spirit is praying. My spirit is saying, but it's coming to an end. My spirit is saying, it's over in the name of Jesus. My spirit is saying that God is working in this. And when the enemy has meant it for evil, God is working some good in the hearts and lives of people, my spirit says, and my mind says, but God is greater than all of the things I'm walking through right now. Hallelujah. Praying renews the thoughts. Number 10, praying deepens the desire of the heart for God. This is very important. This is extremely important. Praying deepens the desire of our heart for God. There's a passion that comes. There's a hunger that stirs up. There's a thirsting that comes alive in our hearts for God, to know Him in the power of His resurrection. There is a deep desire, not just to get out of our situations, not just to have things come to an end, but to know Jesus, to know the Father, to know the power of the Holy Spirit, to know the triune God in your praying. There's a deep cry of the Spirit of God for the heart of God. It happens to me every time I get down on my knees, or every time I pace the floor and I worship God and I pray. There is a cry, there's a desire inside of me that deepens for more and more and more of God. There's a cry. I sense that cry right now in your own heart, in your own family. God, come and show us who you are. You are a miracle-working God. You're the God above all, the God who meets and satisfies all of our need, the God who opens up His hand and satisfies the desire of every living thing, praying forward into your future, brings the power of God operating on your behalf. A passion for more of Him. That's what we need in this season, is a passion for more of Him, a strong love, a strong affection. The last thing I want you to write down is that praying changes the heart of the prayer. You can't be help but be changed in your heart, in your life. You can't help but be transformed in your praying as you call on the name of Jesus, because He's the prayer answerer. And you're called by His name to seek His face. I want you to simply close your eyes with me right now in your home or wherever you're watching. And I want you to meditate upon the things of God and allow the Spirit of the Lord to speak to you right now, to stir up a spirit of praying. More than ever before, we must seek the face of the Lord. Isaiah said, "You will seek me and find me when you search for me with all of your heart." Answers are awaiting you. God already has them. The Spirit of God is ready to release them. And in our praying, they begin to come. He begins to answer. They're released. Supply comes. Fear goes. Faith comes alive. Trust we begin to act in. Our conduct changes to that of trusting the Lord. The power of the Spirit begins to move inside of you, and a new anointing and a new mantle comes upon your life in that spirit of praying forward, praying into the presence of God. I want to ask you a question right now, everyone, while you're praying with me in your homes, because there's probably people watching that don't know Jesus as their Lord and their Savior. And I want you to know that today you can come to know Him as your Lord and Savior. You don't have to be afraid of what's going on in the world. You don't have to be fearful of what's happening around you and in your personal life. You don't have to be anxious about anything. You can come to Jesus. You can come to know Him as Lord and Savior. The Bible says if we believe in our heart and confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, we shall be saved, shall be born again, shall be changed by the power of the Holy Spirit. The glory of the Lord, Jesus personally comes into your life, and He forgives and He restores and He heals. That's what the Zoe life is all about, the life of God. I want an opportunity to pray with you. The Bible says if we confess our sin, He's faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He said the wages of sin is death in Romans, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to pray with you right now, and here's what I want you to do. I want you to kneel if you can. Kneel wherever you're at. Kneel at your couch, your kitchen table, your office, your family room, wherever you might be. If you're at the office, just bow your head. Get into a position of submission to the Lord. And I'm going to pray a prayer, and you pray it along with me. And God's promised He'll come into your life. Heavenly Father, I ask you to forgive us of all of our sin. Make this your personal prayer. Father, I repent before you. I give you all of my selfishness. And I recognize today that I'm a sinner in need of your saving power. Lord Jesus, I invite you to come into my heart. I give my life to you today. Thank you for coming in and forgiving me and touching me and cleansing my life. From this day forward, I give my heart to you to serve you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer with me right now, what I want you to do is get on your computer, get on Facebook, send us a note, send us a message, say, I prayed the prayer of salvation today. Jesus came into my life. Would you do that? And leave a contact. You can go to BillingsFreedomChurch.org even to contact and leave us a voice or an email there and a private message there, and we'll pray with you. We'll get back to you. Hallelujah.